take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Hi, it is post-game podcast time. Very excited for this one. What's up, Al?
Oh, hi there, Jerry.
Yeah, hello.
This was, I'm not sure how I got to this pondering today.
Pondering?
It has had to be as I was scrolling through my Twitter timeline, and I saw a woman who was, she was showing cleavage. You know, it was just a, you know, cleavage thing, and I thought,
sure.
Well, this is interesting. First of all, strange that we like bosoms when even just to see the cleavage part, right? For whatever reason.
Yeah, it's somewhat exhilarating for yeah. some weird reason.
Yes, I'm sure it's biological, like goes back yeah. to something in nature. But we're not allowed to see the nipple, that we know.
Correct.
And I was trying to think, is there a male equivalent for women?
I think the six-pack abs.
Six-pack abs.
I think when, I don't know this, but my guess would be when a woman sees a guy in very good shape, and I think there's two or three things. I think if they see a flat stomach with the six or an eight-pack, I think when they see very defined arms,
mm-hmm.
and my guess would be a strong ass.
I'm going to say of those that most women like the nice arms.
Maybe, yeah.
Because I believe that when a woman sees a man with abs, they think, well, now the pressure's really on me, like if I was going to be with that man, to have really good abs.
Okay, that's fair.
Which is a lot of pressure. Also, I think they sometimes look at a man with good abs and goes, that guy's got too much time on his hands. He's probably not making
You not think that with the arms, too? You're still you got to work out.
Yeah, but there's just something about the arms. Seems more natural, like this guy's
okay.
just like doing some manly things and he's got these nice arms. So that's what I was thinking. Like, but we could expose our entire bicep or stomach
mm-hmm.
on Twitter or whatever as a regular person and your company wouldn't get mad at you.
Not at all.
If you exposed your full breast.
Especially in the summertime.
Yeah. But if you exposed your nipple on there, your company could be like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
So that's why I don't know if it's a fair equivalent to say the women looking at
it. Oh, I didn't call it an equivalent.
Yeah.
I'm just saying if you're asking me what a woman would be attracted to on a man, because we had the conversation today that men are kind of gross and women are not.
Yeah.
Those are the three things that I come up with. That's all.
Yeah, that's fair. So as you're scrolling, like a woman might go, man, that guy's got some nice arms.
Yeah, I think that's very possible.
Whereas we go, that woman has some nice breasts.
Yes. I think women I think, again, I don't know, would be very into the definition of a guy.
Yeah.
Which is why we're a sad sack around here, quite frankly.
I gotta say, though, for a long time, I thought I had nice arms. And
well, you used to do curls all the time.
Yeah. I'm getting, no one.
No more?
No one.
Are you doing the curls anymore?
No, I'm saying I don't feel like I got any.
Oh, but you've been in a committed relationship for like 8 years now, though.
Yeah, but you would think I'd get something.
What are we looking for?
Nice arms. Something.
Like what? Phone numbers?
You know, COVID hit, right?
Yeah.
And then they closed the gyms.
Mm-hmm.
And then you couldn't get weights, like if you didn't already have weights.
Right. Like you couldn't get the Peloton for 8 months. Yeah.
And then I eventually got the armbands. But something happened in that period of time in COVID, which was 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have turned 51.
Right.
Those years to now 55, it's not like the muscle definition for my arms definitely dropped off.
Well, you probably don't. Well, I think a couple things. I think if you continue to do the same routine.
Yeah.
I think your body gets used to it.
Yeah, and that was the difference when you go to the gym.
Yeah.
You have all different machines and the free weights and the bands.
You continue to do 20-pound arm curls and nothing else. It's going to get to a point where your body is going to recognize it,
yeah.
I believe.
I think you're right.
That's why you have to change it up, you know? And the one thing I would say, too, the more I read about aging and trying to stay as fit as you can or as in shape as you can, is there's this... Cardio and aerobic exercise is still important for sure. There's no question. But there seems to be this movement towards maybe you don't need as much as that as we thought. You need more of the weightlifting.
Yes.
And you've got to and mix it up and confuse your muscles constantly. And I think that's kind of part of what we're talking about.
Yeah, the only problem for, like, I definitely have to go back to the gym as opposed to just working out in my house, which is what I'm doing. And all I have is the bands and the push-ups and I'm doing body weight stuff.
Sure.
But believe it or not, by me, there's only one gym.
Really?
And it is a hardcore.
It's like a muscle gym.
Muscle gym, Jerry.
Yeah. There's You're looking for like the 24-hour fitness places.
Yeah, I want to go to a place where like there's senior citizens working out. There's obese women trying to figure it out. This gym is like these guys, these men and women, they are muscular.
These guys are pushing cattle in the back.
Yeah. They are like serious. Like, this gym doesn't have air conditioning.
Why can't you go to a different town, like nearby?
Because then I'll be like, I'm not going to get in my car.
What about on the way home?
I got the dog, unfortunately. Oh. That's what I used to do. I used to hit the gym on my way home when I was in Basking Ridge.
Yeah.
And then when I was in Mattawan, I had a gym right down in my lobby.
I know you did.
I mean, in my building. It was awesome.
Why don't you just walk into an older than 55 community and just walk in, show them your license? I'm 55.
And just walk into their gym.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I tell you what's funny is how many people I'm talking to that are in our age group that are moving into those places or looking at them.
55 and overs.
Yeah. It's really something. Like, I don't feel like I'm there.
Yeah, the problem, I think you're the one who said this to me when I fantasized about this. You know, you kind of are the age of the people you hang around.
Yes, I agree.
And if you go in there at 55... There's 85-year-olds in
Correct.
There. 90-year-olds.
And a lot of them.
Yeah.
But no disrespect to them. I mean, it's great that they're still out and about, but you're now in a more, is geriatric the right word?
Yes.
More of a geriatric environment.
Yes. Now, could you know, if there's a pickleball situation within your community, dominate those
absolutely.
Old people? Hell yeah.
Sure. I mean, you might even find other 55-year-olds that you would hang
you might.
Out with. Yeah, absolutely.
You might.
I think it depends on where, what the place is like, the amenities it has. You know, I like, and me and my wife are pretty much in lockstep with this. We will for sure downsize after this house, but it will not be to a 55 and older community. It will be more in line with maybe a townhouse community, I think. But it will be where there are kids around. I like the noise. Like, I like the sounds of a Saturday morning hearing kids riding the bike or yelling or, you know, playing basketball. I'm not looking for silent. To me, that's morgue-like.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't like that. I think the one thing I love about where you are, and maybe not so much in the winter, I think the activity and the liveliness of the spring and summer is amazing where
yeah,
you are.
Yeah, spring, summer, half of fall.
Yeah.
Then the other half of fall and winter is very dreary. But you're
and
right.
Depressing.
It makes a difference. Even when I was in Mattawan, I took the apartment that I chose in Mattawan was one that overlooked the Little League field.
Kind of cool, right?
Just because there was life out there. I saw so many great moments just as a casual observer of a one man out there, one father out there with his son.
Yeah.
Having a teaching moment, and it was very nice. It was nice to watch.
Yes, it is. And those are great memories.
Yeah. You know, that was like, cool.
You got to see it. I got to live it.
Right.
And it is. It's very cool. But there's something to be said about being around, you know, activity, people that are, I think, like-minded, but also that are energetic. And I do agree. It's kind of like, now, I don't necessarily believe this, where they say, you know, to make a lot of money, you got to hang out with people that make a lot of money. I guess I don't know that that's necessarily true. But I do believe in what you're talking about is 100% accurate. If you're going to be around old people, you're going to get old very quickly. If you're going to hang around younger people, you're going to remain with a younger mindset longer, I do think.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah.
I saw that Donald Trump just signed something into law or whatever the heck it's called. It, believe it or not, Jerry, it deals with shower heads.
What?
Yeah. He signed a thing to, I'm not making this up, make showers great again.
I don't even know what that means.
I guess in the last 12 years during the Biden and Obama administration,
they had set
regulations on how much water a shower head could pump out in a save water type of situation. So all these manufacturers, I guess it was very complicated. This is according to Donald's paperwork that he just put out there.
Okay.
That it got very complicated for shower head manufacturers, and they had to like put these things on the shower heads that they would only release a certain amount of
almost
water.
Almost like limiters?
Yeah, limiters. Yeah. And he's taken those all off.
Hmm.
Powerful shower heads again.
Okay.
I judge a hotel based on the shower head, right?
Absolutely. You get a bad shower, it sucks. You get a powerful... The place we stay at when we go to Northwestern, we don't stay in Chicago. We stay just outside of Chicago. It's like one of these... Now, Rutgers stays in very nice hotels. Sometimes they're Marriott brands. Sometimes they're Hilton brands. This one is... I don't know what the hell it's called, but it's a newer one. Ohio State, not Northwestern. Ohio State. It's right down the road in Columbus. And it is, the showers are to die for. Like, they can knock you over.
Yeah.
They're phenomenal.
Yeah, I love that for a hotel. Even when I was looking for rooms in Montana.
Yeah.
I was, you know, going through pictures, looking to see what does the shower look like. Because that, I feel like really, because even some of the tiny hotel rooms here in New York City that we have to stay at sometimes, they're really tiny rooms.
Oh, you're not kidding.
But sometimes the showers are great.
Yes.
Like for the size of the room, a beautiful shower in a hotel, man, that'll make a difference.
I stayed at a Marriott down by Hudson Yards about a month ago, and same thing. The room was like, I mean, the bed was the majority of the room. There wasn't a lot of room to maneuver around it. But the bathroom was big, and the shower was awesome. Very, very, it was I forget what block it was on, but it was literally like three blocks away from Hudson Yards.
Yeah. I would trade those.
Yeah, I did.
I'll take a small room.
Couldn't agree more.
For a beautiful bathroom.
Yep, I agree with you. I agree. Where are you with the Montana trip in terms of booking the hotel or Airbnb?
I booked a hotel.
Oh, you have?
I booked a hotel. In fact, you, Jerry, convinced me hotel over Airbnb because you said...
Vacation feel.
Yeah, like staying in someone's house or condo, does that feel like a vacation? It doesn't.
It doesn't to me. I agree.
Yeah.
Unless it's... The only place I would say it could is in a beach community. If you have a house that's literally a block from the beach or right on the beach or near a boardwalk, because then every time you walk out, you're on vacation. I mean, you are on vacation. So for instance, when we went to Nashville with six other friends, three other couples, and we rented this gigantic five-bedroom house that had an in-ground pool. But it was about 6-7 minutes outside Nashville. So when we wanted to go to the strip, we got a car, and 6-7 minutes by car, not by walking. And I remember when like our afternoon, we did day drinking, and then we were going back to the house. We were going to go swimming in the pool. We were going to barbecue, and then we were going back for the nighttime. I remember when we got there, it was neat to hang out in the backyard, but it was as if, I don't know, it was like we were home.
Yeah.
It was just, we were in someone's neighborhood. It didn't feel like anything.
Yeah, and that's you saying that convinced me.
All right, so you got a hotel.
To go hotel.
Nice.
So I got a car, got a hotel.
What did the car cost
you? Got the $900.
Wow. $900 for a rental car for 5 days?
For a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, returning it on the sixth day. Yeah.
That's hefty.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
It's hefty, Jerry.
This is not a cheap trip.
No. It is not a cheap trip.
Which is fine, but damn. That drives me crazy. The car fees, man.
I know. You know, it's weird, too. So my brother-in-law went to Bozeman, Montana in January, February. He went for skiing, which I thought was their big time of year.
I would think that's the high time.
So because he knew I was going, he sent me, he just like copy and pasted a bunch of text messages from his group of friends who were all going. And it was like, one guy was the leader of this pack. And he's like, oh, here's our options. We could rent a car for this much. We could stay at this hotel. It's this much a night. Da-da. It's all half the price I'm paying.
No kidding.
Yeah.
During ski season.
They were there in ski season, yeah.
I would never in a million years have thought
that.
The
hotel was almost double.
Wow.
The car rental, almost double.
All right.
What the hell, Jerry?
I don't know, but you're going to have one hell of a time in Bozeman.
Hell yeah, I am.
Yes, you are.
Damn.
When is this now? When are you going?
July.
Yeah, I got to write those dates down. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Who says when I got panicked that I didn't know when to do the warm-up show with?
Don't panic, Jerry. And then today during the program when you guys had got on the topic of OnlyFans somehow, I was remembering back. I was like, what was the name? Because I remember when I was in Florida, this was a very early version of that. And it was called Voyeur Dorm.
It was
a house in Tampa.
Okay.
That the people set up cameras and had all these probably strippers move in. And I looked it all up. It was $35 a month back in 1998 money.
Wow, talk about ahead of their time.
$35 a month, and you could go on the website and click on any cameras in their showers, in their rooms.
You're kidding me.
In their living room, yeah.
And that's Voyeur not still dorm. A thing?
No, because, neighbors got upset. And then they're like, this isn't zoned for entertainment.
So it
and
got shut down.
It was a court case.
Really?
Yeah.
I could imagine. Think about what you just said. $35 a month. Even if you only ended up with, let's say, 1,000 subscribers, which is a very low number, that's $35,000. That's $420,000 a year.
Yeah. And they were going on. I remember these guys. They were going on the very popular, back then, the Bubba the Love Sponge show was very popular in Tampa. They had the Voyeur Dorm guys on all the time. The people who were running it. These were guys that were running it.
Oh, I see.
And they'd come on and talk about all the girls and bring the girls in too.
Wow.
And I remember I had because I knew the Bubba the Love Sponge producers I was friends with, they got free passwords. It was just kind of weird.
You ever check it out?
Yeah, I definitely checked it out, but it was like, it was a lot of time, nothing was
a lot of nothing.
Yeah. And back then, the cameras weren't like they are now. You know, they weren't, I mean, this was 1998 video.
Probably grainier.
Yeah, webcams, yeah.
Now everything is crystal clear.
But they were pioneers back then.
And that's something.
The Voyeur Dorm.
Yeah, if you did that now, you get $35, no problem.
Yeah, that was $35 in 1998 money.
That is pretty good, right. So that's probably worth like $50, $60 a month now.
That's what I made a week in radio in 1998. $35. $35 a week.
You made more than $35 a week.
I don't know.
Come on now. Yes, you did. What was the one documentary I've still not watched that I've meant to? What was it called? The guy that videoed all the girls at spring break with the boobs?
Girls Gone Wild guy?
Girls Gone Wild. That was it. Have you ever seen that documentary?
No. I would love to see that. What's that on?
I don't remember. I just remember when it came out, and probably on a streaming service I don't have, I'm sure.
Right.
But I know there was a documentary recently on, I would say within the last year, on that whole situation. Because they went to jail.
Yeah. Joe Francis was that guy's
name.
Yeah. I forget why they went to jail, but.
I don't know. I know they've got a couple of the girls that they interview now that were on it then that ended up in the infomercial. And they had no idea what they signed until all of a sudden they saw themselves on the infomercial.
Right, girls were out getting drunk.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
The guys would get them to sign waivers. And then all of a sudden, because those commercials used to run in the newsroom all the time.
Oh, yeah.
In my earlier days of FAN.
Sure.
And then what they would do, what you would hear about, what would happen is if somebody ordered a videotape, you are now part of their subscription service. So they just automatically would charge you and send you videotapes every month.
I tell you that, you want to talk about one of the greatest, I don't want to call it a scam because it's on you to know what you're signing up for. But when you sign up for something that is subscription based and then you can't figure out how to friggin' stop it, or it's like work to fight, and they're just collecting money month after month after month. It's like a gym membership almost.
That's what I do appreciate about the big time streaming services.
I agree.
You can cancel very easily.
I agree. And they're all, you don't have to get on the phone with anybody.
Yeah.
You just do it online from your account. It's never an issue.
Yeah. I know for the longest time, I don't know if it's still like this, if you wanted to cancel SiriusXM, you had to call them.
I think you still do.
You couldn't do it online.
Sure, you still do. You can make changes online.
Yeah.
I don't believe, like I've made changes in the past year, didn't cancel. But I think if you want to cancel, you have to call them.
And they make it very difficult.
They do. Yeah, that's their job. But you know what? And in certain cases, when you call to cancel something, like my garbage bill was up to, I want to say I was spending $343 a quarter. Now, that doesn't sound like a ton of money if you think about $100 a month for garbage removal. But I came to find out that my neighbor two doors down was paying like $177 a month for the company he's using. I'm like, well, it's garbage removal. What do I, as long as they show up, what do I care what they do with it? By the way, remind me about garbage when I'm done with this. So I called up to cancel. I was going to use the other place. And she's, no problem, I'll help you with that. She goes, I just need to ask you why you're canceling. And I told her, flat out told her. She goes, well, what if I told her we could match it? I'm like, fine. If you're going to match it, that's fine. But why does it cost so much money? She goes, well, it does cost a lot, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? You've been a good company. We're not going to let you go. I'm like, so in that case, had I gone on and just canceled, I would have gone with a new company. By calling, they gave me a competitive rate and it was fine.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Garbage.
You would have lost your mind. I got stuck behind a garbage truck this morning on Hudson Street. No big deal. I was in no rush whatsoever. I was hosting, so I don't have to worry about getting anything ready. Just wanted to get in here in time to start preparing. So I get caught behind this garbage truck. Red light, green light, red light, green light. Still sitting there. And I know they're working. It wasn't like they were lollygagging. They threw everything in the kitchen sink in that thing. Boxes, bottles, everything. So this whole recycling
bull crap. Total scam.
It was unbelievable. I'm like, wow, look at this. And they bust our ass in Jersey. Oh, well, cardboard's got to be here and bottles. Meantime, They're going to this with some landfill that just everything.
They're throwing it all in there. Yep.
All in one.
I think that's very common.
It probably is. I wouldn't be surprised. It's almost like it's done just for show.
Yes.
I mean, I'm sure some gets recycled. I'm not saying it doesn't. Clearly, there are recycled materials we see. But I think the majority of it just goes into the landfill.
A lot of it is for show so that you don't feel guilty as a consumer purchasing, you know, single-use plastics. And you feel good with that the company's using recycled materials, even though it's all...
It's all nonsense.
Bull crap central.
All nonsense.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show. We'll be back here tomorrow on a Friday. But
Friday!
I'll be doing that with CeeLo, the warm-up.
The weather sucks this weekend.
Really?
So disappointing. It really is. I know it's going to be better next week.
Next week, yeah.
The rain is just too much, man.
Ugh. I hear you, Jerry.
All right, well, you and CeeLo tomorrow morning.
All right, and you'll be back tomorrow with Gio.
Yes.
So!
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.